The city impound lot in Lemon Creek has a capacity for about 100 cars, but it regularly holds closer to 180. In 2018 alone, the city impounded 788 cars. According to Deputy Police Chief David Campbell, that's more than 60 cars a month. While about half were only held for a few days, the total number of impounds has risen over the last 3 years. That means Juneau Police Department staff have to dedicate more time to managing the lot and tracking down owners.
So it doesn't take much to have that be at absolute overcapacity. So we're constantly telling our officers and our CSOs, hey, we're full. There's no place to put them.
Normally, the police department holds 2 or 3 car auctions a year to clear out the city impound lot. At an outdoor auction last fall, it was drizzling, but several dozen people still showed up to bid. Campbell served as the auctioneer.
450 going once, 450 going twice, sold 450.
The auction gave residents a chance to find a deal, even if the selection wasn't exactly choice. Some cars had flat tires and smashed windows, but a few went for over $1,000. Erin Haywood is a regular at the auctions, scouting for spare parts for her family's cars.
So you're just looking for parts?
Yeah, because that one, you know, there's no key. Maybe his key will work on that. So that one's all moldy, nasty inside. Don't know if it runs, but, you know, if it's got a good tranny, then, you know, we'll just snatch it out.
The city moved several cars off the lot that day, but not enough. The cars have been stacking up much faster than they can sell them. There are state laws dictating when and how municipalities can dispose of abandoned vehicles, adding to the workload. Campbell says that's why they're trying a new strategy.
It was like this constant losing battle. We weren't able to get ahead of the curve. So what we've moved to now is an online auction process.
The police department has held 4 online auctions so far this spring, allowing people to bid on just a handful of vehicles at a time. It's cheaper and less time-consuming than holding live auctions. The hope is that it will help clear the lot faster. According to JPD, they've sold 18 vehicles since March. While that should help the police department manage impounded vehicles, it doesn't address the larger problem of why so many vehicles and junk cars are piling up. The city already provides free junk car recycling for registered owners through Skookum Sales and Recycling. As long as a vehicle is not commercially owned, Juneau residents can drop it off for free. Which begs the question,
okay, this program is in place. Why are people just abandoning them on the side of the street or in, you know, parking lots around town? Well, I'd be willing to bet that the people that are abandoned probably aren't the owners, because you have to be the owner to take it to recycling.
Vehicle theft is on the rise in Juneau. According to police, the number of cases rose 38% from 2017 to 2018. The city also struggles with how to address abandoned cars on private property. Police can't impound them, but they can help property owners try to find the owner of the car. Campbell says the city will continue looking for ways to streamline the disposal process for abandoned cars. In the meantime, information about online auctions can be found on the Juneau Police Department's Facebook page. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.